الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, we have just passed through a very mubarak and a very blessed time of the Islamic calendar. The Hujjaj of Baytullah will be returning. Some have already returned. Majority are still on the way back. They are the recipients of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahul hajj. That, O Allah, forgive the haji and all those on whose behalf the haji seeks maghfirat and forgiveness, forgive them also. This is why we are advised to meet the returning haji, request his du'as. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the du'a is accepted, the du'a of maghfirat of a haji is accepted. They are returning from such a place. If this amal of hajj was carried out correctly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. This refers to that aspect of hajj where the hajis return or leave Arafah, al-hajju Arafah. Technically, if you look at it, it should have been فَإِذَا خَرَجْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ. When the hajis leave Arafah, when they move from Arafah. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't say فَإِذَا خَرَجْتُمْ, Allah says فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ. This word ifadha in Arabic means to overflow. What does it mean when the hajis overflow from Arafah? One interpretation given of this is that if you take an aerial view of Arafah, millions of hujjaj, as they leave, it is like a dam or a river that is overflowing with the sea of humanity. A more beautiful meaning given to this is that if this amal of hajj is carried out correctly, then the heart of the haji will be overflowing with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتٍ, when that love flows from the heart as the haji moves from Arafat, he must now carry that to the four corners of the world. This is why the poet says, Ala kulli zuwari dar al habib, Ala kulli zuwari dar al habib, Hani an lakum bil jinan al khuludi. Listen, say to the one who has visited Darul Habib, the hope home of my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say to the returning haji, Hani an lakum, mubarak to you. Mubarak of what? Congratulations, Hani an lakum bil jinanil khuludi, of a jannat which is forever and ever. Al hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jazaa'un illa al jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is no other recompense for hajj mabrur but jannat. So wish the haji, the returning haji, Hani an lakum, mubarak to you, bil jinanil khuludi, of a jannat which is forever and ever. But your responsibility does not end. أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ فَيْضًا فَنَحْنُ عُطَاشٌ وَأَنْتُمْ وُرُودٌ. Give us some of the water. أَفِيضُوا, the word ifadha again. Drop, trinkle some water towards us. Water of what? Water of Allah's love. Why? فَنَحْنُ عُطَاشٌ وَأَنْتُمْ وُرُودٌ. We are thirsty. You have drunk to your full from the cup of Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat, Allah's ma'rifat. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, today if we look at the returning haji, illa mashallah, more often than not, the life before hajj and the life after hajj is still the same. Qadi Shurai rahimahullah, many centuries ago, he said, al-hujjaj qaleel wa rukban kathir. He said, the hajis are very few. The hajis are very few and the travelers are many. What is the underlying warning behind this? Is the amal of deen are taking place, but the essence of that amal, the haqaiq, the reality, what that amal is supposed to imbibe within us, that concern is not there. The verse of the Quran which I just recited in the beginning, Allah Ta'ala referring to the Qurbani animal, Eidul Adha, is not only for the Hajis, but every Muslim throughout the world. What does Allah say? لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The flesh and blood of that animal doesn't reach Allah. Allah doesn't benefit from that. What reaches Allah? وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The taqwa within you. The jazba within you, the zeal within you. What is the significance of that amal? Many of us would have made qurbani. The tragedy, the travesty, is we would not have revisited the haqiqat, the reality. What is the sabak behind that amal? Why is Allah commanding hajis, non-hajis, Muslims throughout the world, that take that knife and pass it over the neck of that qurbani animal? Sahaba asked the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this reply that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, in fact, is a glaring embodiment of that miracle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed his Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Where ulama say he was Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim, what does it mean? He would just say a few words, just a few words, but the meaning would be voluminous. Ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah. They came and asked the question. The question that you and I are supposed to ask also. That, O Nabi of Allah, why is it Allah is commanding us to slaughter these qurbani animals? What is the significance? What is the sabak? What is the lesson? Why is this command given to us? Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, just two or three words. Just two or three words. But like I said, voluminous in meaning. He said, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam. That on the day of Eid al-Adha, every Muslim has to turn the clock back of his mind and his heart. Turn it back several thousand years to that great Nabi of Allah, Khalilullah Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Revisit the significance of what happened there. Dua is being made by Ibrahim alayhi salam for how long? Ulama say more than 60 years of dua. What dua? Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, give me a pious child. Oh Allah, give me a pious child. Oh Allah, bless me with a pious son. Dua. Khalilullah. Khalilullah. And 60 years that dua is not being accepted. Or the mazhar of that dua is not being found. Still he's making dua. Still he's making dua. And mashallah, the muttaqi, pious Muslim of the 14th century of Islam, what he says, I made dua, Allah didn't accept my dua. No. Ulama say if there is any kami or shortage in the ummah today, it is dua. Because every dua can't call kar sunnah. Listen with the ears of iman. Every dua you make is accepted by Allah. Until, mafhum of the hadith, until you become hasty. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what does it mean we become hasty? He said, when you reach this point that you say this, I made dua, Allah is not accepting my dua. Till that point your dua was accepted. Either Allah gives you what you ask for, but what is the reality? Asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa sharrun lakum. Asa an takrahu shay'an wa khayrun lakum. Sometimes you like something is not good for you. Sometimes you dislike something and it is good for you. So what you're asking for may not be good for you. Allah gives you something better. Or Allah averts some calamity or disaster. Or Allah gives you what you ask for. Or Allah Ta'ala in this world doesn't give it to you. But He makes it a zakhira, a provision for you in the hereafter. And it's mentioned in the hadith, when a person sees what Allah has kept for him in akhirat, all the du'as that he made, that he never got in this dunya, he will say, Ya Allah, you shouldn't have given me anything in the dunya. Why? Because akhirat is abadi, is forever. Every du'a is accepted, don't lose hope. Mayus mat banna. Don't give up, don't ever say this. I made du'a, Allah didn't accept. Khalilullah. Allah loves that crying. Allah loves that girgirana. Allah loves that you lower and humble yourself before Him. Imagine, 60 years, this Nabi is making dua. Ya Allah, give me a child. Ya Allah, give me a child. Ya Allah, give me a child. And finally, ala hasbi ikhtilafi riwayat, at the age of 84 plus minus, Allah blesses him with a son. Ismail alayhi salam. Like they say, burhape ke aulad dil ko pakar lete. Child in old age, the attachment to the child is not normal. It's exponentially multiplied. Infancy, 60 years of dua. And then the command comes. Ibrahim, there were three wives. Sarah, Umm Madian, and Hajar. Sarah was elderly. Sarah was elderly. That is why later on, when the glad tidings of the birth of, impending birth of Ishaq alayhi salam came, it's mentioned in the Quran, فَصَكَّتْ وَجَهَهَا وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ. She struck her face in astonishment, and she said, I am old, I am barren. The malaika said, أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ إِنَّهُ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. Are you surprised? This is Allah's amr. For Allah there's no conditions. Sarah was old. Umm Madian, another wife, also elderly. But Qurbani had to be given. Qurbani had to be given. And an ummat is coming. An ummat is coming as a result of this Qurbani. This ummat has to take sabak. This ummat has to take lesson. So Allah selects the young wife, Hajar, princess of Egypt, 20 or 22 years of age. Young woman, newborn baby. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, at the age of 84, is commanded, take this child, take this wife of yours, and leave them, make hijrat. Where? Destination unknown. Ya Allah, where must I take them? Guide is sent down, Jibreel. This journey begins from Philistine. Finally, they reach a place. What type of place? Makkah Mukarramah, but not Makkah Mukarramah of today. Makkah Mukarramah that Quran describes. Wadin ghayri di zara. Wadin ghayri di zara. A land without vegetation. Black arid mountains. Jabal Kaaba, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Safa, Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Umar, whatever name it had at that time. Black mountains. No land, no vegetation, no livelihood, no water. Such a place. Wahshat, darkness, fear. Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded, leave Hajar and leave the newborn baby here and return back. The same Khalilullah, when he was being flung into the fire, not one oo, not one ah. Shocked. This was such a frightening manzar that Ya Allah, here, no anis, no munis, no one. Yes, Ya Allah, if it is your command, I accept. He leaves Hajar, no explanation given also. Imagine what is going through the mind of this young woman, 20, 22 years old, being abandoned outwardly by her husband, not ordinary husband. The relationship between husband and wife, we know what it is. The pain of separation, we know what it is. But when that husband is Ibrahim alayhi salam, when that husband is a Nabi of Allah, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave them perfection in every aspect, physically, mentally, psychologically. The akhlaq and character was the heights. What difficulty it must have been for this young woman to separate herself from such a husband. And being left with this newborn child, she can't understand. She's perplexed. إِلَى مَنْ تَكِلُنَا Ibrahim, you're leaving us. Who is going to look after us? Where are you abandoning us? Forgive me. What have I done wrong? Pleading with him, holding on to his kurta. It's mentioned in the riwayat, right up till Quday. Where is Quday? 3 or 4 kilometers outside Makkah. Begging, sobbing, crying. And then realization dawns on her. This is a Nabi of Allah. He's not going to commit zulm. He's not going to oppress me unnecessarily. So, Allahu amaraka bihada. Allahu amaraka bihada, Ibrahim. Is this Allah's command? Has Allah commanded you to leave us here? This is what you and I have to revisit. This is that sabak and lesson that the Ummah today is not taking. That when that document of riba is presented, prepared, mashallah, very nicely, you've got enough for the down payment. The rental income more than covers the monthly installments. It's a win-win situation, you can't lose. That thing is prepared, sign here on the dotted line, sign. What are you signing? What are you signing? Quran says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ You're not signing some contract. You're not moving from rental accommodation to your own house. You're not raising the standard of your life. You're not getting the latest model car or expanding your business because your desires of dunya are not finishing. No! What are you signing? When you sign that document of riba, you are declaring war on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will never win that war. The bare barakati of it we can see today. And then that intelligent businessman of today, what does he say? He says, Maulana, what you people are talking? For us to be competitive in the marketplace, I have to get involved in riba. Otherwise, there's no getting away. Circumstances are like that. All sorts of excuses, these challenges are facing us all the time. Every azan of Fajr is a challenge. Every azan while we are in the marketplace is a challenge. The temptation to introduce music in your business is a challenge. Those women that you got walking around and you think you are very muttaki, you can lower your gaze, are a challenge. Your weddings are a challenge. Each time you are faced with a choice. Allah's command or your desires. Allah's command or pressures of society. Allah's command or what others are saying. Each time you are faced with the choice. Every year, on the 10th of Zulhijjah, Allah wants you to bring this in front. A woman with a newborn child is being left abandoned alone in a place where there isn't a single human being. There isn't water. There isn't agriculture. There isn't economy. There isn't source of life. And all she asks is this one question. Allahu amaraka bihada. Ibrahim, has Allah commanded you with this? He says, yes. And what does she say? Idhan layyudhayyana Allah. If this is Allah's command, we will never lose. There will only be prosperity. There will only be barakat. It's Juma. There's no time to go into the details. We all know the incident. But imagine that night, as Hajar returns to Makkah, what must be going through the heart of that young woman? She's not going back to some relative. She's not going back to some house or some hut wherein she can lay down and rest. Nothing there is. Nothing. Now in this power failure at night, what happens to our masturat? Imagine the blackness of that night of Makkah. Not a single sound. Not even a wisp of air. Not a breeze. Not the movement of an insect also. Imagine what must have went through her heart. The first day becomes the second day and then the third day. Till eventually all the provisions are finished. And on the other hand, Khalilullah, as he climbs over Quday, till his family are no longer visible, flung into the fire, he was silent, yet this qurbani was such. He turns to the heavens, Rabbana, إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. Tafsir commentary, we can translate this. But only Sahib al-Lisan, those who are the people of Arabic, will understand the dard, the pain, at the heart that is contained in this inspection. Rabbana, oh my Allah. It was your command. It was your command. No desire of mine. I have left min dhurriyati, my progeny, in this place without vegetation. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Ya Allah, establish salah. First concern was for the command of Allah. فَجَعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Turn the hearts of humanity towards this place. Let the thamarat and the barakat of the whole world come to Makkah. Such a seed of qurbani was being planted. 1 year later, permission is given to Ibrahim alayhi salam to visit his family. He reaches Makkah Mukarramah. Imagine what is going through the heart of Hajar. She rushes forward. Rushes forward. Wants to embrace him. Give him kargzari of the last year. Banu Jurhum tribe came. This happened, that happened. All those arman, all those hopes, aspirations that had built up. Ibrahim alayhi salam says to her, no permission to get off the camel also. No permission to even get off the camel. Allah's command. Sami'ana wa ata'ana. Is there permission? Mubarak water Allah has given us. Can I wash your hair, wash your beard, wash your feet? Yes, there is permission for that. She washes his hair, his face, his beard, his feet with the zamzam. Then he returns. Then that moment comes. Command from Allah. When? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعْهُ السَّعْيَ. Ismail alayhi salam has reached age. What age? سَعْيَ. Mufassirin explained, this is the age of little bit of intelligence or understanding, little bit of maturity. Child is running around, perception or understanding has come to some extent. They put this age at between 6 to 10. Ibrahim alayhi salam, falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. Command has come. The knife has to be passed on the neck of this child. Imagine. Father of 92, 93 years of age. 11 or 12 day journey from Palestine. How that journey must have been carried out. When every step Ibrahim alayhi salam is taking, as he's coming closer and closer, in his mind's eye, he can visualize that I'm taking a knife and passing it over the neck of my own child. Finally he reaches Makkah Mukarramah, says to Hajar, prepare the child, I'm taking him out. Proceeds towards Mina, passes by Jamaratul Sughra, Shaitan comes, makes ishara towards Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, ishara of the finger being passed over the neck. They realize where you are going, you are going to be slaughtered. This child says to the father that somebody is making these signs. Ibrahim alayhi salam picks up stone 7 times, Shaitan is sucked into the earth. He surfaces again at Jamaratul Wusta, same thing. Then he surfaces again at Jamaratul Kubra. Same thing happens. Ibrahim alayhi salam flings the 7 stones. He's sucked into the earth. Then little bit to the side. That moment finally dawns. Inni ara fil manam anni adbahuka fanzur madha tara. Ya bunayya, O my beloved son, Allah has commanded me to slaughter you. Allah has commanded me to slaughter you. What is the reaction? What is the response? Ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Like I said, Arabic language, look at the nuance. Ya abati, this expression abati is used to denote joy, happiness. Ya abati, if'al without the delay of wow or thumma, do it now. If Alma Tumar, carry out the command of Allah without delay. Ibrahim alayhi salam is shocked. Does this child even understand what is about to happen, that his life is prematurely going to be terminated? My son, have you understood the riwayat of Ibn Qudamah humbly supports this? That Ismail a.s. said to his father, if you will slaughter me, in place of you I will get Allah, and Allah is better than you. If you will slaughter me, I will leave the dunya, and I will get akhirat. Akhirat is better than the dunya. But the thought has occurred to me that this will hurt my mother. So he takes his kurta off and he says, give this to my mother, let it not get soiled with my blood. Let her remember me thereby. And bury me here, don't bury me there. This will be easier for her. And then he goes on, he's giving advice. Who is giving advice to? Ibrahim alayhi salam. That personality who Quran says, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanita. Ummat is used for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rehbare kamil, qaida kamil, perfect leader. He's giving him advice that put my head down so that you are not looking at my eyes. Because by looking into my eyes, it will become difficult for you to carry out the command. Falamma aslama watallahu lil jabin. Even this is mentioned in the Quran, that Ismail alayhi salam was placed forehead down. Pause and ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers. This type of tarbiyat, this type of jazba of qurbani in a young boy, where did it come from? Not from his father. His father was commanded to leave him at birth. This tarbiyat, this jazba, this subservience to Allah's command came from his mother. The first madrasa of the ummah is the lap of the mother. Cry tears of blood today. When you visit the so-called functions, or you see the young mothers of today with the Ray-Bans on, with the fancy dresses, driving the fancy cars, dropping off that small little baby, 6 or 7 years old, dressed in a skirt or a frock. Ask yourselves the question, that if these are the type of mothers, then who is going to teach that baby tomorrow that you have to become the daughter of Fatima? Or that you have to not become the daughter of Khadijatul Kubra? Who is going to make that youngster tomorrow the example of Junaid Baghdadi and Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah? When these are the type of mothers, this tarbiyat came from the mother. This is the cry of our elders. They say the laps of the mothers of today have become barren. Barren not in the sense that they are not giving birth. This understanding that my first responsibility is the deeni tarbiyat of my offspring that has come out of the ummah. Nevertheless, 92 or 94 year old father places the child that was the result of more than 60 years of dua, places him on the ground, forehead facing the ground, places his knee on the back of Ismail alayhi salam, grabs hold of his hair to lift it up to expose the neck, and then the knife is placed on that neck. The whole world comes to a standstill. Malaika at a standstill. Only Allah knew. Before this, every time a knife was used, it cut. We know the history that now he didn't cut. But besides Allah, no one knew. Places the knife, looks at the heavens. Oh my Allah, if it angered you that the love of Ismail supplanted your love in my heart, today, oh my Allah, this is my act of repentance. That I am showing you that I am prepared to sacrifice everything for you. 1,000 Ismails also I'll sacrifice, but your love is superior. And oh my Allah, if this command has come because you are testing me, I am not worthy of being tested, but I implore you that let me be successful in this test. These heart-rending words cause even the malaika to cry. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. And the knife is passed over the neck of his own child, Sabak. کہ رب چاہی زندگی گزارنا من چاہی زندگی نہیں گزارنا. We are not asked to pass the knife on the neck of our own children. We are asked to take this lesson that the object of this life is to live a life according to what Allah wants, not what we want. Give up your haram, napak desires for what Allah wants. Like the poet says, إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجَرِي فَأَنْتَ سُوَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمَرِي وَفِيكَ سَعِي وَتَطْوَافِي ومزدلفي والهدي نفسي الذي يغني عن الجزر او ماي الله مكه كعبه الله مزدلفه منى عرفه nothing is the goal ya allah you are the goal and the qurbani animal is not the qurbani animal والهدي نفسي the qurbani animal is this napak nafs of mine الذي يغني عن الجزر and to sacrifice it I don't need a knife I need this jazba Like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam showed us, obey Allah's command, in it is barakat, in it is samarat, in it is dunya, qabr and akhirat. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, your iman is not complete until your desires do not come in conformance with that which Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم want. Challenges are there in your appearance. In your dressing, in your home, in your businesses, in your marriages, in every aspect of your life, give Allah's command, give the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam precedence over the invitation that is there around us. This is the significance. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and the knife is passed. Jibreel is sent. Ram from Jannat is sent. Ismail alayhi salam is put on one side. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَغُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ That, O Ibrahim, shabash! Your qurbani, your sacrifice has been accepted. لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ It is not the flesh and blood that is reaching Allah. It is the taqwa within us. This sabak we have to take, move away from a life of our passions and come onto a life that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam want. Wa akhir dawa alhamdulillah.